I'm John Satcher, the Associate Chair of the History Department at the University of Central Florida, and you're listening to Rich's Documentary Podcast. Welcome to the Rich's Documentary Podcast. Rich's, the regional initiative for collecting the history, experiences, and stories of Central Florida, is an umbrella program housing interdisciplinary public history projects that bring together different departments at the University of Central Florida with profit and nonprofit sectors of the community in order to promote the collection and preservation of the region's history. By facilitating research that records and presents the stories of communities, businesses, and institutions in Central Florida, Rich's seeks to provide the region with a deeper sense of its heritage. This series will feature a podcast every 2 weeks, in the middle and at the end of each month, that will explore various aspects of Central Florida history. In today's episode, Lawden House, Cracker Architecture in Oviedo, Florida, Joss Petit speaks with a former mayor of the town and the president of Oviedo's Historical Society about what this anachronistic site is doing in the middle of a bustling downtown.
Driving through the Broadway district of the city of Oviedo, a crowded and busy center that holds the city's downtown district, travelers are taken in by an anachronistic site. A tiny, traditional Florida cracker house situated on open land with no buildings nearby, while less than a block away is the traditional urban crowding seen in downtown areas. This house has no neighbors, save for the elementary school in its backyard, that carries the name of the family that built the house. Here's Dr. Richard Addix to explain to us the story of the Lawton family of Oviedo.
T.W. Lawton was the first elected school superintendent in Seminole County after the county was established in 1913. The Lawton House was built about 1890 in downtown Oviedo where the old fire station, and it was moved about the year 1900 to the present site. And so the Lawtons, T.W. Lawton and his wife, Charlotte Lee, were married about 1900, and they moved into that house. They raised their three children there in that house, two sons and a daughter. And then after their death, the school, the public school, was named T.W. Lawton Elementary School.
The Lawton family was very influential in the early days of Oviedo, and even though the direct descendants are all gone, their distant families still reside in Oviedo today. The final direct descendant of T.W. Lawton was instrumental in the Lawton House being renovated and restored recently, along with its transfer to the Oviedo Historical Society.
The Dr. Lawton that grew up in the house, the son of T.W. Lawton and Lottie Lawton, James Lawton, passed away this last year, and he left a percentage of his estate to the Historical Society. And all of this was happening at the same time that the city was offering us the Lawton House. So it was a wonderful coincidence, or he has not lived here since he went off to college, and he's lived in Virginia all of his life, but remembered us and his home upon his death. And so we were most pleased and surprised at that happening, and the timing of it was quite unusual. So appreciated that very much.
The house has been in its present location for over 100 years, and during that time it has become historically significant to many in Oviedo. Mimi Bruce, the former mayor of Oviedo, a member of the prestigious Oviedo Women's Club, and Lars White, Oviedo's fire chief and president of the Oviedo Historical Society, are both lifelong residents of Oviedo.
My earliest memories of it are as a child going up there to visit my aunt, Miss Lottie Lee Lawton. And then I took my children to visit Aunt Lottie when they were growing up. And so that's my earliest memories of the house.
Having moved to Oviedo at a very early age, I went to Lawton Elementary School. And that's probably the first designation or opportunity I had to see it. It was kind of an icon of a building, even as my parents were looking for land and to move to Oviedo. And you drove by it. You know, we, our lifelong members of First Baptist Church of Oviedo, so it's right across the street. Yes. And over the years, it began to decline, and the vegetation grew up, and the fire chief, I was worried it would get burned down someday. But when it was restored and offered to the city of Oviedo, I think that's probably when I really felt its value. And having that was my first opportunity to get inside the building, and as a chamber occupied it, and then recently as a historical society occupied it.
The Lawton House has been located on County Road 419, one of the main thoroughfares for Seminole County for decades now, allowing all who travel by to notice the old-fashioned Cracker House. Cracker architecture is native to Florida before the advent of air conditioning. Even though today we have all the modern conveniences to help us deal with our state's unfriendly at times climate, inhabitants of Florida at the turn of the century, when the Lawton House was built, had to deal with the heat and merciless mosquitoes through architectural ingenuity. Cracker architecture is typified by wood construction, usually of cedar or cypress. The house is usually raised above ground level, sometimes up to several feet, to allow both airflow and to avoid water damage from the state's constant raining. All Cracker houses have porches, a necessity for escaping both the relentless sun and the trapped heat indoors during Florida's hot summer days. The Lawton House is unique in that it has a porch that wraps nearly completely around the building, something not typically found in Cracker architecture. Many traditional Cracker houses began as a single room, then were added to as time and money allowed. Another unique feature about the Lawton House is that it began as a finished house, then over time has had several internal walls demolished in order to create more space inside. For those interested in learning more about Florida's Cracker architecture, Professor of Architecture Ronald Haas at the University of Florida has published a book titled Classic Cracker.
Well, it's not in its original form. Mm-hmm. It has been renovated several times. The house once had as many as 7 rooms to it. And its correct original classification would be Cracker House.
But that's what I was going to say. If you ask people in Oviedo, and probably people, Southerners, would call it a Cracker House.
That house was recognized for its wraparound porch. It was just so inviting. And
which, the wraparound porch is actually something a little unique. You don't often find it on Cracker houses.
It could be a little unusual for a Cracker-style house, I suppose. But a porch, if you think about in those days, was very common because air conditioning didn't exist. So it was common to open up the house as much as they could.
The Lawton House had seen better days, however, when control was passed to the city of Oviedo from Lawton Elementary School. After numerous severe weather events, and despite the limitations of the natural building materials, the house was still standing, albeit not in good condition.
Well, it was, and you have to remember, too, it survived some tropical events. Hurricane Donna was very damaging to Oviedo, and in 2004 we had 3 hurricanes, and it's for homes that are elevated off the ground, that is a real challenge with high winds. But that building has stood the test of time. So,
well, I think it's significant, too, because those homes then were built when there were no building departments and building codes. Yeah. That's why a lot of them don't exist anymore. It's because it was better, easier, whatever, just to demolish them.
Yeah. Lars White told us how the restoration of the house was important to the community.
The community really took on a restoration project when it was offered to the city of Oviedo from the school board. And then once again in 2009-2010, another renovation took place for our city recreation parks department. It's a beautiful building. It's a jewel of the city.
Now that control of the Lawton House has passed to the Oviedo Historical Society, the OHS has put great effort into making the house the headquarters of the society and a location for the residents of Oviedo to come and learn more about their city's history.
Well, it sure has evolved over the years, and it had to. It had very small rooms in it, but to make it either usable for office space or displaying our artifacts and materials, what we've really done is opened up the rooms into larger rooms. But it has a new roof on it. It has siding on it this time. It used to have an interior stairwell to the second floor. That was removed, and there's an exterior stairwell to the second floor. The porch had complete restoration work done. Of course, all the landscaping improvement. But this past time around, the city rec department put in wood laminate flooring, redid all the walls inside, new electrical and lighting fixtures, new irrigation and landscaping, flagpoles, sidewalks. This was grant money that was part of Friendship Park, and okay. they were able to apply it to this site as well. But you know, we've had a busy summer. we have to be careful because it's not zoned for a museum.
Oh.
So it's our office, and it has a small amount of materials on display, but the square footage is really minimal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our limitations.
In the actual restoration of the house, were there any difficulties that ever came up? Anything that couldn't be fixed, had to be replaced, any corners had to be cut, anything like that?
Well, they had to attend to a small termite infestation and remove the damaged lumber as well. Overall, I wouldn't say it was a lengthy project just because of funding. And these things kind of trickle in over time. And very fortunate for the folks that participated in the restoration over the years. I did not have that opportunity. But they preserved a section of the original roof, which was a wood-shaped shingle roof. And we've taken just a few slats of that and put it on display downstairs. But of course, over time, they learned that those were terrible fire hazards, and they're banned today, but very significant for that home for many years, and you can envision them having to tend with water leaks from each rainstorm and so forth. But as Mimi indicated, as electricity was brought to Oviedo, the wiring in the homes was not in the walls, it was on the walls. And a portion of that was preserved up in the attic, and we've taken a portion of that and displayed it downstairs as well. So we have the old porcelain insulators and light switch and wiring that would have just traversed all through the house to different fixtures and so forth. So that if that doesn't take you back in time, I don't know what would.
The city has not limited itself to changes inside the house. Next to Lawton House is Friendship Park, built on part of the Lawton family's former Orange Grove area. Also recently installed is a new sign close to the road advertising Lawton House, home of the Oviedo Historical Society.
I think the site now, it is in the old downtown, but it's so visible, and that Friendship Park next to it, folks drive by and they recognize that that property. We partnered with the city and split the cost on that, and it just went up last week.
What makes the house so significant to Oviedo is the story of the house's existence, as typifying southern small-town life in America during the early 20th century. From the home of an influential family to a landmark that has come to symbolize small-town values to nearby residents, the Lawton House has come to have great significance to the city of Oviedo, and the Oviedo Historical Society wishes to preserve and enhance that significance.
We kept the vision small to start with, and we thought, when folks visit this Lawton House location, they should feel like they've seen a snapshot in time of Oviedo's history. We know we can't display everything, and in fact, there's a lot of families that are still holding on to family historical documentation, so forth. But we see it evolving and growing. But Oviedo is founded by faith. A lot of churches that were established early on. We have a Bible that dates back to the late 1700s, early 1800s, and these type of things are very significant to us. And its agricultural roots are very well displayed in there as well. But I think what you would see and feel are the struggles that the families went through. In today's time, we really have things pretty easy. But families really struggled to make a living for many years, and a number of freezes that impacted crops and diseases and things that they just had to overcome, economic depression. So you get a sense of that as you learn and walk through the building. It's labeled real well, so you can almost do a self-guided tour, but it'll evolve. This was our first stab at it, and our members will participate more and more as time goes on.
As Lars said, we're real excited about finally having a home at the Lawton House and being able to outfit it with some of our inventory, as you might say, that's been in storage for a number of years. And just looking forward to people in the community coming to us and wanting information. I think it's always makes where you're living more interesting if you know the background of what has come before.
It's not just increasing membership for the society. Our mission really hasn't changed. It has remained the same. We're just evolving. We want to entertain ideas from others. We're looking for volunteers. Come join us. Help us staff the Lawton House. And I just see a lot of good things for many years to come.
But certainly would echo what Lars has said. And as again, as I stated, I think the more you know about your home, the more interested you are in, and the more you enjoy living there, and you can go places and, well, this is where that happened 100 years ago and so forth. The Lawton House is definitely a catalyst for us, and we're excited to offer it to the community.
They can go to our website, www.OviedoHS, that's OviedoHS.com. They can also call us, they can write us, they can stop by the Lawton House when we open it up on Saturdays.
For those interested in visiting the Lawton House, the Oviedo Historical Society has their inaugural Christmas tree lighting December 4th. The house is also open Saturday mornings for visitors, and groups can contact the Society for tours, open houses, and presentations.
Thank you for listening to the Riches Documentary Podcast. Feel free to contact us with any questions or comments on the program that you just heard. Please join us for the next episode, the Jones High School Historical Society Incorporated.